You already know the situation with Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Indeed, the weekend is here. Mike Triplett will join us in about 3 minutes. Lander on hold. The big news today, unfortunately, not the good kind, as we have news that Michael Thomas will be out for a little bit of time. 5 games, Larry Holder said, at 12:15. Why until June was the decision to have surgery on the ankle made? We'll ask Mike Triplett here in a little bit. Also, Willie Green named yesterday officially as the head basketball coach for the New Orleans Pelicans. Tuesday, the official introductory press conference. Next Thursday, a draft show right here on ESPN. 6 to 10 o'clock live from Hooters on the West Bank. Please come out and join us. Have a little fun, Orlando. What you got for us today, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Jordan? How you doing, Gus? Happy hot seat.
Yes, sir.
How's you? Talk about, I'm well. The thing with Michael Thomas. Mm-hmm. If you can remember the last dance with Michael Jordan,
yeah,
when they had the contract problems with Scottie Pippen, and he had ankle problems, and he purposely said that I'm not going to ruin my summer to be in a boot all summer. He waited till the season started to have the ankle surgery. So what I'm thinking with Michael Thomas, it is some contention somewhere in the organization. But he just got his contract. If you remember Michael Thomas before the contract, we didn't even know. Unless he was on the field, he was always putting up big numbers, but we never heard of him after the game or getting into anything. But since the contract, he spoke out against Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. If you remember the tweet that he put out, cornerbacks are going to sit down on my route because I have a quarterback that can't go over the top. I thought that was petty when this guy basically helped build your career.
Right.
He's not a big separation guy. He's a four five guy.
Right.
But he uses his strength and his size to get open. My thing with Michael Thomas, like, there's a ton of guys like that in the draft. I would watch and not bite the hand that feeds me with the people that help build your career, because you can get people open with scheme.
Right.
It's the real great wide receivers that get open just based off of their natural ability. But you can get a wide receiver open with schemes and different preparations and different route combinations. And I think he's been a product of that. He's never been a real big play guy, a guy that'll get you 60 yards on a catch and a miss and go guy. He's a slant of a 15 and in guy. So I'm wondering what his gripe is right now. Mm-hmm. I do remember after the playoff game when everybody placed the Buccaneers game on his shoulders, right. He had some more tweets that he said about that. Then he let everybody know. If you remember that, we didn't really know that he had an ankle injury until after the playoff game when he let it out. I think it's just some hurt there that he needs to get over, and I wish he would have kept his mouth closed and got the surgery and let his place it to talking like he did his first few years Mac. With New Orleans.
All right. All right, Orlando, thank you for holding on through the top of the hour break. Your sentiments and I think thoughts probably echoed by a few Saints fans here today. Let's bring in Mike Triplett from ESPN covers your New Orleans Saints. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Gus?
Doing fine. Look, it's obviously the question that everyone is asking. Why now? Why June, rather? Why wait for that? What have you been able to find out? Because it's interesting, back in January, I don't know, did you warn us you used specifically several surgeries could be required to fix his ankle? So are you surprised?
No. Well, my understanding, and I do not know for sure, is that it was a surgery to repair multiple things, but one surgery. And I think he's only had one surgery. I was under the impression that he waited to have the surgery and then finally had it done in June. And I don't know why for sure, but, you know, obviously there are a lot of cases where players hope they can heal on their own and avoid surgery and they're feeling better in the off season, and then you know, they ultimately decide, you know, should have had the surgery. I mean, we usually hear about these stories after the fact, you know, like, oh, and then he finally had the surgery after 2 years of, right. you know, trying to heal in other ways, you know. So that's my impression, but I do not know for sure. My impression is maybe it was a surgery that he was hoping to avoid and ultimately decided it was the best thing. But in the end, he did get the, you know, the proper full surgery done, you know, at the top foot specialist. And the outlook is now that this has the best chance of leading to a full recovery. So even though it stinks that this didn't happen in January, it's better than, you know, watching him go on and off the roster, be on the injury list right. throughout the entire season, I think.
4 months, the expected time that he could be missing there, if he's sooner or not, but that's anywhere between 5 to 7 games. It's in October, essentially, what you're looking at. Mike, so in the more immediate time, what do the Saints do? Do they try now to go get a veteran receiver? Who steps up? Who's that number one? You don't have Emmanuel Sanders to say, step up to that one slot. Right now, game day Sunday, who's the number one target?
Well, Alvin Kamara, number one target. But I know what you mean. Look, I thought this was a big need for the Saints, even if Michael Thomas was going to play all 17 games. I thought they were missing that. Just security blanket guy, a slot receiver, I think would be perfect, you know, in the mold of Willie Snead, Lance Moore, Emmanuel Sanders. And there are some of those guys out there. I'd be pretty stunned if they don't dip into veteran free agency now. And I would have been a little surprised if they didn't do it in the first place. But, right. you know, the names I'm seeing, Golden Tate, Danny Amendola, Dede Westbrook, it doesn't have to be a game changer, but just a security blanket. Jameis Winston, if he's the guy, he's thrown. You know, he had a great rapport with Adam Humphries when he was the slot receiver in Tampa Bay, for example. Just somebody in that, you know, I can trust this role because, look, I think Tre'Quan Smith's going to have the best year of his career. I don't know how he could not have the best year of his
right.
career. He's now the number one receiver for now and probably the number two receiver when Thomas comes back. I think Adam Trautman could be a breakout candidate, even though, you know, I would limit my expectations for like, drafting him as my starting fantasy tight end a little bit because I think there's probably baby steps along the way before he has a breakout season. And I think that's true, but, boy, those are some unknowns. Marcus Callaway should step up and maybe Juwan Johnson or Deontay Harris or, you know, little Jordan Humphrey, but I think there is absolutely a need for just one more security blanket in there.
Oh, my. We're depending on little Jordan. You know, I like little Jordan Humphrey, though. I like little Jordan Humphrey yeah. and all that. And look, I will say this, and that's why, Mike, and you know, when we've had you on, I've referenced this several times. I keep referring to this team as a potential playoff team. They have potential. Some of these younger players could potentially be good. We just saw it as recently as, you know, 2017 with the draft of Williams and Lattimore and Kamara. That saw lots of times, started, and then turned out to be, you know, really good players. So I don't know. Could Paulson Adebo step in? Could, you know, Werner come in? Could, you know, Peyton Buckshot Turner be your guy that sort of helps you on defense? Can you get that on the offensive end, like you're saying, Trautman and these other receivers and Callaway and Harris? I'm not saying they can. I just don't know. And you didn't have any kind of offseason work, so.
Right.
You're starting next week, and time's ticking. You got a month.
No, I completely agree. And look, you know, we had David Onyemata last week. We had Michael Thomas this week. I mean, I keep being optimistic that, oh, they can absorb that. They can absorb that. The same with all the people they lost this offseason. But, yeah, all of a sudden, it's just the cumulative effect. I mean, they're going to have at least 9 new starters in week one. And it could be more than that if Marshawn Lattimore misses time or, you know, if there's any other injuries or if anybody else wins a starting battle. So, look, they've still got a lot of talent on this team, but the question marks are piling up. Up until this, I continued to say confidently I still think this is a playoff team. This put the, you know, Onyemata, Thomas, boom, boom. It puts that a lot more in doubt. I really think it does. But you know, the base is still here where I think they're going for the playoffs this year, and they expect to be a playoff team. This is not a rebuilding team. It's a team with a lot of question marks. So.
Lots of Saints fans have been throwing out Kenny Stills out there. Would you put him as a possible?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's impossible, but, you know, I have not studied him closely enough in recent years, but I know that the league as a whole has kind of passed on him. I mean, he was out there for, you know, he got released and nobody picked him up. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to say that he's the kind of guy who would guaranteed make the roster. You know, obviously he had a good run here in the past and then an even better run in Miami after that. But like I said, I mean, if you told me I could just pick it on paper, I would go for those slot receivers. I feel like Traquan Smith's best asset is his downfield ability. Obviously, okay. That's true for Deontay Harris. I think Marquez Callaway fits well on the outside. I'd want a slot receiver, possession receiver, veteran, experienced route runner guy. I would want, like I said, a Golden Tate, Danny Amendola, Dede Westbrook. That's where I'd be looking, but I don't know for sure where the Saints are looking.
Mike Triplett, ESPN.com. Appreciate the time, sir. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Gus.
Yep, there he goes. Mike Triplett. Jordan Kleber, who do we have standing behind you? Kind of overlooking
Daniel
your shoulder, making
Salas.
Sure you're doing the job over there. Yeah.
No, he's guarding all of the...
He is. He's got the goodies.
He's got the really good goodies.
Right here.
He's making sure I don't take any of them.
He's making sure. It's a nice red Pelican shirt there you got there.
That is
well,
a nice
you know, when you
one,
work for the
really
team.
Really nice.
That's a really nice one.
You work for the team, you get some gear occasionally.
I'm pumped, man, about next Thursday getting everything ready. I know you guys already started getting everything done, the different guests and everything. Look, obviously the Pels are going to be a major focus, but the league, too, you're seeing a lot of different players working out with the team and everything. I am kind of interested. Just give us a quick little tease. Is this a deep draft? Is this a draft that I kind of feel is a specialized draft? I think when I keep seeing tweets or reports or people writing things, seems like the Lakers could find a player here at 20. I'm not used to seeing that. Normally is after four, turn it off and we'll see. But it kind of seems maybe because of the way the league is trending, they realize, yes, you need your stars, but you need that guy that can come off and give you a board. You need that guy that can come maybe rebound, play some defense, be a shooter off the bench. Am I wrong on that? I kind of feel like that going into this draft.
You're not wrong because I think a lot of people are not drafting now by position. In the NFL, you're always like, you need a lineman, you go out and get a lineman. You need a linebacker, you're going to need a linebacker. Here, for most teams, including the Pelicans, when you're in the top 10, you probably need a lot more than just one position player. So the big thing is I think a lot of teams have specialty skill sets that they're looking for. As you mentioned, you need a shooter, you need someone to play defense. And so I think it is a little deeper because I think there are some skill sets that a lot of these guys have that teams want, and especially everyone's looking for shooting. And I think there's some shooting that you can find in this draft. So I don't know if it's deep enough to go all the way to 20, 25, but I know for the Pelicans at number 10, if they keep the pick, there's going to be someone there for him, which Pelicans fans should be excited about.
It should. And look, I think one thing is true, as we all know, we all like to be coaches. After games, there's a lot of general managers out there.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Right now, you know, I like this player a lot. I've already traded up to move to get Jalen Suggs. I like Jalen Suggs. I know we have Kyren. All that matter. But that's the kind of fun part about this year. So I'm looking forward to it, man, next Thursday.
Should be a lot of fun. You all are going to do looking. You all, I'm jealous of where you guys are going. I'm going to be stuck in a studio with Jim Eichenhofer for
yes.
Pete's sake.
Do you want us to send you some snapshots of, like,
actually,
the
no.
wings?
I will,
oh, yeah.
You know
the
what?
Hot curly fries.
I will tease him like that. I will make sure to send him some actual wings.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
No, you were saying pictures of the wings.
Yeah.
Oh, you're actually gonna.
I'm gonna actually send him wings.
Oh, really?
Some
you're
food.
You're gonna drive across the river and drop it off to him, huh?
No, I'm gonna get maybe an Uber Eats. Maybe like an Uber Eats.
Daniel, the friendship is only so far, man.
No, maybe
good
Uber
seeing
Eats.
You, man. Thank you. But look, again, we'll be there next Thursday. Proof. Daniel has just provided us Pelicans giveaways for the show next Thursday, as he will be a part of it as well. Thank you, man. Looking forward to seeing it.
There's a fanny pack with your name on it right
nice.
Now.
Nice! I got a fanny pack. Phone call when we come back, and then Rafael Esparza, the Sports Hangover, and your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Since 1948, that's 73 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking large selections of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches and hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets. They also carry hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. Also a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and knotless webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina Knotless Dyneema, Alario Brothers. Brothers also stocks Sharktail netting that's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers, also stocking a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin gel coat and other supplies needed for fiberglassing. Lost an anchor? Alario Brothers stocks anchors from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alario Brothers before the season begins. That's Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Online at AlarioBros.com.
Shrimp boats is a-coming.
Oh, yeah, where else can you go and you just feel like this is the place I need to buy my new vehicle? Golden Motors, your Chevy, Buick, and nearly new pre-owned in any make or model dealership. For 65-plus years, we've been serving Lafourche, Terrebonne, and surrounding parishes. We want you to be satisfied, and that's why process priority is our slogan. Golden Motors is like no other dealership. We take pride in doing everything we can to help our customers. Definitely worth the drive down to Golden Motors. Visit us 24 hours a day at goldenmotors.com or call us at 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation presents the 15th annual Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival, happening every Friday and Saturday beginning July 9th through the 31st. Louisiana's most beloved Cajun and Zydeco performers will take the stage at the George and Joyce Wynn Jazz and Heritage Center. Chubby Carrier, Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet, the Magnolia Sisters, Corey Ledé, Dwayne Dupsy, and the Zydeco Hellraisers, Sweet Cecilia, and many more. Admission is free to all concerts. Visit www.CajunZydecoFest.com.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, so the phone lines are going 100-998-1003. Rafael Esparza on the On Deck Circle. Thank you for giving us a call here in the Sports Hangover, sir. What's your name? Hello?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Gus? It's St. Capricorn. How's it been?
St. Capricorn. Wow. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm doing good. It's a homecoming of sorts. I'm actually back on the coast.
Okay.
And I wanted to kick off my first call in your new studios with a little bit of optimistic hope for everybody.
All right. Give it
to us,
please.
I guess, for years, I ranted and raved about rebuilding that O-line. And what'd Jeff Ireland come in and do? Rebuild that O-line.
Okay.
I rant and raved about all the years that we needed to run the ball 30-plus times or more because we're pretty hard to beat when it's that case.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got Drew Brees retired. We got injured receivers. So I'm going to say this. Instead of looking for receivers, we need to load up on backs and just shove the ball down their throat.
Ooh.
I think we're finally going to see the year run that.
So Latavius Murray needs to be ready is what you're saying.
I think he needs to be ready, and I think he needs to be in the best shape of his life because with Murray, we need to pick up maybe one more big boy, and, man, we just need to run it 35 times a game because regardless of who's a quarterback, we only need them to throw the ball 15 to 20 times. If we're running the ball and our defense is playing good, I don't see a team beating us, Gus, to be honest with you, even without Breeze. And I miss Breeze. I'll always love Breeze, but I always wanted us to be a run-first team, and I think finally Sean Payton knows the recipe. Is run that for the two dat.
Okay. Oh, I like that. You like that, Jordan, huh?
That for the two dat.
Yeah, all right. This is for St. Capricorn. It's a little optimism here.
I've never heard of St. Capricorn. I must have been
pre-intern
days.
Before you were like 12 or something. Yeah. St. Capricorn, thank you, man. Have a good weekend, sir. There he goes. That enthusiasm and optimism that St. Capricorn just gave you will be swiftly taken away by Rafael Esparza, who joins us at Mr. Vegas, a.k.a. Pels and Saints hater. He hates LSU. He hates everybody. But we like to call him Mr. Vegas. Free video on Instagram, and as always, we chat with him on Monday and Friday. How are you, sir?
Good. I don't hate everybody. Hate is such a bad word. I just try to bring in some reality into the listeners, into people who are diehard fans. I mean, If I was the case, then I would think the Cubs would be in first place winning World Series after World Series after World Series. But I know it's not. I know my team stinks. So why am I going to say, oh, all we need to do is rebuild our bullpen and no team's going to beat us? No, it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my hope from that one as well. No, I know. Is Chris Bryant going to be a Met?
Ooh, I don't know. I would say they're probably the leading candidate, maybe Nationals. I do believe he stays in the NL. I just really don't want to see Rizzo and what's his name going over to Boston. I don't want to see that because I still think if Rizzo leaves, I think if Rizzo leaves, I think he might come back and sign with the Cubs and end this season. I think he may be the only one. But Baez said today in the interview that he still thinks he's going to be a Chicago Cub, and I still think Baez may be the only one that might be still being a capital C on a hat.
Yeah, I think you keep him. I think you keep Contreras, and then you know see what else. I would love for somebody to take Jason Hayward, by the way, who I call the root of all of this problem. Anyway, in all seriousness, though, let's get to the big news here locally, and that's Michael Thomas out here as well. Where were the Saints, though, money-wise? It's not funny.
What are you?
It's not
it's
funny,
a player's
man.
Injured. He's
exactly
just,
right.
He's trying to recover. What are you laughing about?
Exactly. Look, man, I mean, Jordan Adam 11, I said the potential playoff team. There was a lot of question marks that I thought needed answered. And I did mention, what if Michael Thomas can't play in a game for whatever reason?
Oh, my God.
What did you think of that receiving core? And that's why I was like, I'm not as optimistic. Because I hadn't been proven. I mean, he can't play, but don't want to, you know, if it's proven or not. People bet with confidence. What kind of confidence are you seeing on the Saints in terms of money line?
I mean, there's not that much confidence coming out of Saints. I mean, just because of the quarterback situation, we all know that if you have two, you don't have one. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that's going to be favored. They're an older team. They lost a lot of free agents. And I think two teams in the division could be a little bit better. I like Carolina. I think Carolina can make a playoff bid on a wild card spot. So a lot of love coming out of from Carolina. And, of course, Tom Brady's still in your division. So not that much love on the betting side for the Saints, which doesn't shock me because, like I said, I think losing Breeze, losing those key free agents that you guys lost during the offseason, and it's an older team. Total season wins are 9, and a lot of people are betting under. People think they're going to be an 8 or 7-win team.
You brought up Tom Brady yesterday, photos, videos of them getting their rings. It's not a very good-looking ring. It looked like whatever. I'm not jealous. I don't care for the design. Whatever. He also wasn't happy earlier in the day. There was some parts of a video where he's still bothered by the teams that did not sign him in the offseason as a free agent. Should we be concerned of a ticked-off chip-on-your-shoulder Tom Brady, or is this like Jordan, man, where you find anything possible to still be a motivational factor later stages of your career?
I think it's kind of both, but I'm 100% completely tired of betting against Tom Brady. Right now I have them going 17-0, and he's going to get another ring. Because how do you bet against him? I'm tired of him giving me the double bird when he wins another Super Bowl ring, and I bet against him. So until someone beats him, that's why I would love – I love storylines and stuff like that. Give me New England and Tampa Bay in a Super Bowl. I want to see New England, Tampa Bay in a Super Bowl. I want mac and cheese versus Tom Brady in a Super Bowl.
Come on, man. Mac and cheese? Really? You think Mac Jones is going to lead the Patriots? Come on. What about Pat Mahomes? Where's my money on Pat? What kind of money is he getting?
He's getting a lot, but I've talked to a lot of people. It seems like this could be the year that we could see some injuries come again and bite Kansas City. I mean, they got the talent. They have a quarterback that does nothing wrong, that's going to win 100 Super Bowls and we go down as the GOAT. But for some reason, I don't like them, and I don't like Buffalo this year. Those two teams, I'm scared, Kansas City and Buffalo. Telling me whispers in my ear saying that something can happen to those two teams, that either one of them don't make the playoffs or both of them don't make the playoffs.
Speak with Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. We'll ask him a couple of quick things here, but I want to report 22 seconds ago, Dov Kleiman at NFL_Dov Kleiman tweeting, it appears the Vikings are working out free agent receiver D.D. Westbrook. He was one of the guys that Mike Triplett just said could be a target for the New Orleans Saints if they wanted to go vet receiver. The Vikings are working him out, this per his Instagram, and it's pictures of the Viking stadium. So the facility. So that gives you an idea that he's working out over there. Rafael, the Milwaukee Bucks are your world champions in the NBA. Were you surprised that they won 4 straight the way they did?
I kind of was. I'm going to be biased. I was hoping for a game 7. I wanted to see it. It was just great basketball. Every game in that NBA Finals was entertaining. It had great storylines. So I was entertained for the NBA Finals. The ratings have also proved that you don't need LeBron and the Lakers or KD and the Nets. in the NBA Finals to get good ratings. So I enjoyed the series. And one thing that helped is Milwaukee winning. That helps all the small teams, small cities, to keep their stars. Maybe that helps Zion to stay here. Maybe that helps other small cities to get teams and to hold on to them. I think that proves one thing. And I just loved how the Greek Freak just bashed LeBron and KD opening up these super teams to try to chase rings. I loved what he said because people think it, don't say it. He said it.
That said, you saw Kyle Lowry. Who else? Jordan wants to go to L.A. there as well.
Oh, yeah, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan. They clearly would like Chris Paul there as well. Where's the money? Where are they getting the money to do that? Can the Lakers legitimately be a player in free agency?
I think they can. I know Kyle Kuzma also announced that he wants to trade today. He wants to go out of L.A. But, I mean, that's why the money continues to come in on the Lakers and Nets to win the next year's championship. I mean, the Bucks are third to win the NBA championship. But no one's thinking about the Golden State Warriors. Bradley Beal's been questioned about maybe going over there. So if he wants out of Washington, so don't sleep on the Golden State Warriors. But as long as L.A. doesn't win it, I'm okay if the Nets win it. That won't bother me. But as long as the Lakers don't win it, because I still want my time back for watching Space Jam 2.
Okay.
Same.
Wow.
Same.
What else we got to look forward to this weekend here?
Oh, wait. Raphael, NHL draft.
Oh, yes, the Kraken. Yeah, so the Kraken.
The Kraken already did the expansion draft. That was Wednesday.
Oh, there's another draft?
There's the actual NHL draft.
Okay. It's not a deep draft, so I wasn't really excited. And you know what? I'm full-blown Olympics. I mean, baskets start tomorrow and Sunday. Beach volleyball for men's and women starts this tonight. And indoor volleyball starts tonight. So I'm full-blown Olympics. I love me Summer Olympics. I love me diving, beach volleyball, ping pong, table tennis, badminton. Give me it all. I can't wait to watch all the Olympic stuff. And what else are you going to do at 2 in the morning instead of watching some soccer?
How many goals? How many golds for the U.S.?
You know what? I tell people, be careful when you're betting and how many gold medals you want to bet for your country and all that. Because what if I can guarantee you an event will be canceled because of COVID.
Really? So, you think so?
Yeah, I can guarantee. The Olympics will go on, but it would not shock me if there's a big outbreak, let's say, in part of the hotel where the fencing teams are playing or the volleyball teams, and they have to cancel that event. It would not shock me if a event gets canceled because of COVID. Not the whole Olympics, but an event will.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much there, Rafael Esparza. As always, appreciate the time at VSI Doc Sports. Guess what day of the week it is today?
Today's Friday. That means Saints go 17-0 and the LSU Tigers go perfect in the SEC and they beat up on Oklahoma and Texas when they come here and Alabama doesn't win a game this year in college football. See, I love you guys.
No, I was going to tell you it's sushi day.
Oh, I was going to say it's a hot day. It's a great day for ice cream.
Oh, wow. George's going to have some ice cream. I'm going to have some sushi.
I'll take pictures and
send
you.
Rub it in. And that's for making fun of our beloved teams. Raphael, thank you as always. For some reason, we will have you back on Monday.
I did not make fun of the Pelicans today, Steve.
That is true. He'll do that on Monday. That's all the time we have for Raphael.
Take it easy, guys.
There he goes. Quick break when we come back. Jordan. Leo Haggerty will join us. We'll touch base with him. Why is Tom Brady so angry? Why is he still bothered? Like, should it matter? Would you matter?
Unless I could get, like, a lot more money.
Like, let's say there was somebody who didn't go on a date with you. You will go on and get married, have kids, you see her again. You get upset? Are you still going to be bothered?
Well, if I went on and got married, had kids,
that's
and have
all the
a great
time we
life,
have. You're listening I wouldn't to be the upset. Home of Pelicans basketball. Huh? Yes, be in New Orleans.
Total Urgent Care. Walk-in care for minor injury and illness. When you need it. Open 7 days a week, including evenings and weekends, with no appointments or long wait times. When the unexpected happens and you need a fish hook removed, stitches, x-rays, or you have a common ailment like a sore throat, fever, or vomiting, Total Urgent Care is here for you. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and weekends from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Total Urgent Care in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. For more info, go to mytotalurgentcare.com.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit our website at visionsourceadvancedeyecutoff.com.
Goodyear believes in the power of moving forward. No matter if it's on the track, the court, or the field, movement makes us want to be more. It pushes us to go further, to show the world what we can do. Movement has the unique ability to change our perspective, to challenge us, to work for a better tomorrow. Movement can even bring us together when we're still. Because if we're focused on the next move, we don't have to worry about what's behind us. Goodyear, more driven.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly. Instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Hi, welcome back. 800-998-1003. Maybe Leo got on an earlier plane. Never know.
Earlier.
Got some questions of the day, though, sir. Go ahead and read.
Yeah, one has to do with your New Orleans Pelicans, and the other has to do with your New Orleans Saints. So let's start off with Pelicans real quick.
Yeah.
What advice would you give new Pelicans head coach?
I got
Willie
one.
Green. Gus, give me yours.
Please don't say the phrase for whatever reason.
I agree with you 100%. And if we do get Coach over on Tuesday after he does the introductory
press conference. You think I need to tell him?
No, that's like you're saying, hi, my name's Gus Kattengau.
Yeah.
You probably see me around back in the Hornets days. You probably don't remember me.
Yeah, he probably doesn't remember me.
But you'd make a lot of Pelicans fans happy if you didn't start off your post-game press conference after a loss that you shouldn't have lost
at any time.
At any time.
Any time.
For whatever reason, we didn't come out with the intensity.
Right.
For whatever reason, for whatever reason, blah, blah, blah.
Because that will send us into a, oh, no, not
again. I definitely say introduce yourself first. But
so, after I say, hi, I'm Gus Kattengau.
And he says, hi, I'm Willie Green, obviously.
Please, coach, don't ever say the phrase for whatever reason.
Just a word of advice.
Just tell me the reason.
I'll save you.
It's kind of a nitpicking sort of thing like in journalism where you go, you know, when you ask a question, you know, just, I have a question, ask a question.
Gus, how's Carver doing?
So you think, exactly.
What?
Anyway, go ahead next.
So yeah,
the
West Bank Houdat said, Bledsoe should be the water boy. I guess that would be his advice to Willie Green. Jay Fowl says, keep your resume handy. Our GM is changing his mind frequently. Neil says, learn what each individual player can do best and then build from there. It's all about players complementing each other's abilities and rotations. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Mikel says, we need to push the ball up the court and have ball movement. Now, for your second question of the day, has to do with your star wide receiver for your New Orleans Saints, Michael Thomas, and per Ian Rapoport, is expected to miss the start of the 2021 season after undergoing surgery to repair the ligaments in his ankle in June. Based on the timing of the surgery and recommended 4 months of recovery, Thomas could be on the sideline for weeks. Well, we had Larry Holder on the show earlier, and he said, I know Ian Rapoport said 4 months, but from what Larry's hearing, could just be five games.
Five games, that still puts you in October.
Correct.
But you would be missing those five games. Ian Rapoport on the NFL Network a little bit ago.
Yeah, Michael Thomas not expected to be on the field when the Saints not only begin training camp, but begin the 2021 season. And the reason why, Andrew, is actually an ankle injury we've been talking about since September. Michael Thomas missed more than half of his team's games last year because of, as you mentioned, the suspension, but also more significantly, the ankle injury. The early thought was he'd have a minor cleanup right after the season ended, and that would be it. Now we have learned, according to sources, they had surgery in June, and somewhat major surgery to repair torn ligaments in his ankle, one that has a expected recovery time of at least 4 months. So if you do the math on this, and I've worked very hard on doing the math, expect him to miss about the first month of the season, or maybe a couple games more than that, just depending on how he goes. He has pushed unbelievably hard to be back to beat deadlines, to be on the field whenever humanly possible. I have no doubt Michael Thomas will do exactly the same here. But at least he is not expected to be on the field for at least the first month of the season for New Orleans.
All right, so that means the Green Bay Packers, the Carolina Panthers, the New England Patriots. Why are you clapping? The Giants. Then the Washington football team. Are they ever going to have another name? By the way, the Indians have become the Guardians. They figured out they've gone from Indians to the Guardians.
They did Cleveland. That with, like, out anyone even realizing.
Like that. I mean, what is the Washington football team waiting for?
I don't know. I heard they were supposed to, like, the Presidents.
The Presidents, huh?
But there's only, like, one. You only have one president. You only have one president at a time.
Week six is a bye. Then you have the Seahawks, the Yuccaneers. Seven games would beat your Atlanta Falcons. Right? Six games would be the Yuccaneers. Five games will be the Seattle Seahawks. Let's bring in Mr. Leo Haggerty, who literally is trying to get on an airplane, so we won't keep you very long. But I text you earlier, this news with Michael Thomas. Look, and I get it. You know, he was injured early in the season last year after that Bucs game, and, you know, the Saints did go on and win. But, man, how many players that you know what they can do can a team win without? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of unknowns on this black and gold, man.
Yeah, especially a quarterback. You know, you're going with an unknown quantity, no matter who it is. You know, that's been the given with number nine. I'm just amazed that if this was an in-season injury, they waited to June. I got a feeling this may have been something that happened after the season, and maybe it happened while he was working out, training, whatever, and then had to have surgery or something he aggravated. You know how teams are, Gus. Right. If there's a guy hurt, they want to get him fixed ASAP when the season's done, and that was just – it was really a shock to me to see that, happen in June. That's a long time to wait if there's something that happened during the season. So I'm out of feeling that's something that happened postseason.
So we're going to try to, figure out things over here in New Orleans in the meantime, Leo. Tampa, what do you think of the rings?
No stone left unturned there, Doug. That's for sure. That was it. And you know what? They had to come up with something good, because I don't know if you saw the ones that the Lightning had for the last 2 years, and they were enormous. So it's something. They're gaudy. I mean, when you start with, they're going to be gaudy. That's just
right.
The way things are.
Right.
But and you know what? There's only 53, 60, 65 guys that get a ring every year. You know, now they gave one to everybody in the organization, which is great. They needed to. But you want to show that off. And I'll tell you what, if you ever seen one of those, Gus, you look at it right away and go, my God, that's what guys play for right there. Because when you show that off, nobody doubts that you're a champion. And that's, the money's nice, let's be honest. It's great. But you know, you're going to be able to show your grandchild and say, hey, look, guys, yeah, Grandpa got this, and that's huge.
I think one of the things that is going to be interesting as well is the attitude of this team and kind of get going. I don't know if he's intentionally doing it. I think there's some intention in it, or if he's setting the tone. I don't even know if they're even paying attention to it. But it seems like almost every other day, Tom Brady has been incredible on social media. He's made no bones about the fact he's still ticked off, it looks like, Leo, that more teams didn't buy or vie for his services. And, you know, apparently has a vendetta against the one team that didn't sign him that he thought he should. Do you think this is just classic, like, Michael Jordan sort of stuff? You know, when he says, why didn't teams try to go get the Jordan and the Gretzky of their sport? I mean, is this just why these guys are different? What fuels them? Finding conflict in things where there's no conflict?
Yeah, they got to find a new challenge. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. And you know what, Gus? I'm flying to Seattle today basically because this is going to be the most uneventful Buccaneers training camp in the history of the organization. They're fighting for five spots, literally, unless somebody gets hurt. And Bruce Arians flat out came out and said it. There's five open spots. That's it. Everybody else is counted for it. You got 22 starters. You got a punter, a kicker, and a long snapper. That's 27. You got a backup. They're fighting for backup spots right now. That's training camp is going to be immaterial because these guys that are coming in, you got to figure, okay, if I don't make it on special teams, I'm not going to make it. That's just plain and simple. So you're going to look to see if there's a guy who's a returner, a guy who can be that special team gunner or whatever, somebody who can do that because, just to be honest with you, when you go down this roster, it is flat-out loaded. And so I'm going out to Seattle and see what the Seahawks look like for a couple of days, then come back to Tampa. Because, again, unless there's a major injury, they're going to line up with the same 22 guys they lined up in the Super Bowl. That was a pretty good club.
That's interesting. I'm with you. I remember, Jordan, you remember those days, don't you? You remember those days where basically Saints training camp was, we would actually have a segment on the show. Who do we bubble wrap? There's only so much bubble wrap. You need to bubble wrap Saints players because, Leo, like you, it was just a matter of making it through camp healthy. You figured that they would just win. So I understand what that was like. By the way, while you're in Seattle, I know there's a lot of Saints fans that wouldn't mind seeing if you could put in a good word for Russell Wilson. I'd like DK Metcalf. Have you seen his workout? First off, I think he's the best receiver in football. I legitimately think that. I love that guy. Can you tell him to come down here, please?
I can do that for you, Gus. And I'll tell you what, when we went out there and played the Tampa Bay, my photographer, Danny Grissom, got that picture of his one-arm catch.
Dude.
That got the game into overtime. I'll tell you what, the guy's a freak physically.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an amazing physical specimen that can play football. And here's the best part, Gus. Every time that ball goes up, he thinks it's his.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that too often. I mean, it is.
Speed, you know, size. It reminds me of back in the day, like with Terrell Owens, right? I mean, like somebody like that. I mean, Moss had that, but he didn't have that physical presence. I mean, this dude's 6'4", 240. I mean, steel. I just look at him and I'm like, my goodness, he's incredible. I promise you, if he wouldn't just completely be out in Seattle, he'd be, I think, a bigger household name. I really do.
Oh, no doubt about it. And again, he's played in Russell Wilson's shadow, and that's not a bad thing to do because Russ gets you the ball. That's the big thing. And I tell you what I really like about him. Gus, when he catches it, you're not going to knock him down with an arm. He's not going to dive for the ground. He's going to turn around and he's going to look for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I remember Steve Barcartipo talked about this about Henry with Tennessee. You know, in the first quarter, it's a business decision to tackle him. In the fourth quarter, it's a retirement decision. Same thing with Metcalf. You want to tackle him 7, 8, 9 times in the game, you're going to be feeling it for 2 or 3, 4 days.
Final thing for you, sir. Oklahoma and Texas, the reports are now, several reports, they will inform the Big 12 next week their intention to leave. The following week, they will officially apply for membership to the SEC. Your thoughts?
My question is why. Okay, here's my thought, Gus. They must think because going to 12 teams in the playoffs, they have a better chance of making it as a second or third or fourth in the SEC than in the Big 12.
Yeah.
And again, Gus, I wrote a column a year and a half, 2 years ago. It's time to go to 4 16 teams. And the logical conference to break up is the Big 12, because that's the smallest. You could have the Big 10 pick up a couple, the ACC pick up a couple, the Pac-12 pick up a couple, and then all of a sudden you get UCF and South Florida as a tandem somewhere. I think you want to go to 16 teams because it makes sense for the minor sports, where you can break it up into 2 8 teams which are close by and then have a championship, in volleyball and baseball and that. You break it up into 2 8-team divisions, makes sense financially. And you know what, Gus, off the subject a little bit, I don't know if you saw the Hawks schedule, and I really thought they would stay with the back-to-back and save on travel, but nope, they didn't. They went back to one game, move on, which was strange.
I know. I'm sorry if it makes Champa Bay or Champa Bay. What is it, Champa?
It's Champa Bay.
Champa Bay.
Champa
sorry.
Bay.
If, yeah,
Champa
sorry
Bay.
If it makes it harder in Champa Bay over there. Leo, be safe, sir. Have a safe cross-country travel. over there, and we will talk to you next week, sir.
And I'm hoping to get into Seattle training camp next Friday, Gus, and I'll tell you what, I'll see if I can get DK Metcalf on.
DK Metcalf, just let him know any pull boys on me. Yes, I think several Saints fans will, you know what?
Free pull boy for life.
1 year, free everything. There will be a Saints fan that will buy his beverage, that will buy his food, that will even, Jordan will pick him up and bring him to practice. He don't have to spend gas.
Nothing.
I would love DK Metcalf here.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, Coach G has an extra room. We can even put him up there.
That is true. Coach G has some space. Thanks for bringing us, Coach G, into the show. Thank you, Leo. Go get on that plane.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
There
now.
He goes. Quick break. We come back. Oh, my. Oh, my. Do you see? Let me have it queued up. I have it ready. I have your song, Travis. I have it ready. I love L.A.
L.A.
There he is. Travis checking in. I wonder if it's has anything to do with what Kyle Kuzma had to say yesterday. Everybody wants to go there. He wants to leave. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, Saints fans want to hear from you. No Michael Thomas for a while to start the season. Does it change your outlook on the year? And also, what advice would you have for Willie Green? Mine, Jordan, is simple. Don't ever say the phrase for whatever reason. What is your advice for Willie Green? Come on, hurry up.
It has to go along those same lines.
Okay, that's your advice? Just win, baby.
Just win.
Just something like that.
Just don't give me any BS excuses.
There's the music. Travis still celebrating. I'm sorry, you guys watched the playoffs this year. But that's all right. Hey, Travis is here to talk a little, I don't know, about something.
LeBron saved his family.
Saved his family. And Kyle Kuzma, man, what's going on? I thought L.A. was great. Everybody wants to go there. Kyle Lowry wants to go there. Who else wants to go there?
DeMar DeRozan.
They're trying to get Chris Paul. I mean, why does Kyle Kuzma, a player that Jesus H. you-know-who cannot guard, why does he want to leave?
Yeah, because if he doesn't keep promoting himself like he's doing, he'll be in Shanghai next year playing for the Shanghai Dragons. I mean, that's all he can do.
He has to
talk himself up.
It's your guy.
This dude literally said, "I feel like I'm Jason Tatum." Who? You're what?
He did. He did say that earlier today.
Well, look, I will take that's better than literally
Jesus.
I mean, my man, like, turn, you know, water into wine. Grab one fish and turn it into, like, Dini seafood. Sorry. I mean, like, I'm... I mean, he can't, but he can't guard Kyle Kuzma. That's a hell of a statement, man.
Do you know what happened? Do you want to know what happened? Well, Kyle Kuzma has had an off season, and he's been playing the My Player on his NBA 2K. And
that's what I was going to say.
Then
he bump his head. I don't understand it. But look, I want to get to John before the end of the hour, and I want to give you enough time. You actually wanted to chime in on the Texas-Oklahoma thing.
Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, this is the most beautiful thing ever. Let me just tell everybody out there really quick. This ain't about football. This ain't about basketball. Y'all, this is flat-out money. And this is the death of the NCAA. Y'all who said, hey, look, I love my amateurism. Keep that professionalism away from my amateurism. Guess what? Y'all better enjoy these next couple of years of NCAA football because it ain't about, it's about to go away. This is all about teams just trying to get away from the NCAA. I remember talking to you, Gus, and I remember specifically stating that year, the year of the pandemic, that it was going to look really funny coming back because these teams are going to see, do we really need the NCAA? And guess what they find out? No, we don't. There's nothing around there that says we need the NCAA. Texas sees it. They say, hey, look, Oklahoma, you know, if we join over here at the SEC, we might be able to break away, and that'll be it for the NCAA. You know what? Yeah, maybe you're right. Kansas and all those other teams can fall in line, but this still is just the death of the NCAA, and it's beautiful. It's wonderful. NIL was the first arrow shot in the air, like off of the Lord of the Rings movie, and then the fight just started. You know, it's been chaos.
Okay.
It's just lovely. I love it.
All right. There it is, the University of Texas fight. So there it is. Everybody, get ready.
You don't have to play that fight song. They ain't winning nothing.
There it is. No, they ain't winning nothing. What was it Jimbo Fisher said yesterday? Be careful what you root for, what you hope for coming into
the
SEC.
Again, this is all about money. What is Jimbo talking about? Jimbo, right. This is not about competition. If it was about competition, Texas and Oklahoma could join the Big Ten and wipe it out. They'd be top three every year. They're middle of the pack in the SEC. So that lets me know that it's all about money.
Boomer Sooner, baby. Come on. Come on, Travis. Boomer Sooner, baby. Coming to Tiger Stadium in the near future. Boomer Sooner.
They're going to be boomering a whole lot later.
Stop it. They're going to win a game or two. It's a whole new world. No, I know.
Do y'all remember when they were talking about they wanted LSU, when LSU was like had a struggling year, and then they played LSU and it just got taken out, and everybody was like, yeah, I don't think y'all know what y'all getting yourself into.
No, they don't either. Travis, thank you so much for the phone call. I'll be texting you over the weekend, I'm sure. John, thank you for giving us a buzz. You got about 4 minutes before the top of the hour break. What do you got?
Gus, Jordan, huge fan. I'll make it short and sweet. I just want to say, as it relates to the college football, I'm a fan of Texas coming because that just gives me more reason to say horns down every year.
Yes.
I get to say it each and every year. Now it's a trend that should keep going, horns down. Mm-hmm. More importantly, though, I did want to talk about the Saints a little bit, and I hear in the news that they might be in the trade market for Xavier Howard from the Dolphins next corner. I want to ask you, I mean, do y'all think Michael Thomas, does that either diminish or does that maybe increase the trade value that the Saints might go and pursue him? Or do they look elsewhere and try to get another receiver that can fill the hole?
John,
get some thoughts.
Yeah, no problem. When I was talking about that yesterday, I saw those reports too about the Saints and Xavier Howard. And one day it's the Dolphins want Kamara.
Yeah,
I laugh. And then the next day is, well, they want Cam Jordan. I laugh. My pause that I say, I never want to say I wouldn't do it because I'm not in that position. But the pause that I would have on Xavier Howard is that he's entering year two of a 5-year, $75 million extension. That's the same contract that Alvin Kamara has. So imagine the year after you get that extension, Kamara has a great year and then says, I've outplayed it. That's what Xavier Howard is telling the Dolphins. He played 1 year into his new deal. Now he says he outplayed it. He wants a new deal. So that gives me pause for a team that's been very, very particular about its locker room. You still have to pay Lattimore, I'm assuming, who, again, may not start the season if he's suspended. Marcus Williams is playing under the franchise tag. He would like and is looking for a deal, and these two teams these two sides didn't agree to one this offseason. So I look at it just from that perspective with Howard, to where if I'm going to invest resources, whether it's draft picks for a trade or whether it's signing a player to a deal, how do you feel about the D-line? Are you that secure in it? Anya Mata missing 6 games? That gives me even greater pause. The fact that my starting corner may be missing. Now I don't have that my starting number one receiver for a couple of games, at least 5, maybe 7. This is just me. I'm with you, John. I'm looking at other places, man, outside of corner for Xavien Howard, who, again, feels 5 years, $75 million is not enough.
Right. And I just want to, I'll leave it on this, though, before you go, but it's just alarming to me because, you know, players on the caliber of Michael Thomas, when you don't have, like, Drew Brees, for example, like, Saints right now don't look like they're a lock for the playoffs, and every game is going to mean more and more important. So that's why I think as we get closer to the season, like, I think the alarm bells are starting to ring that, like, we need to upgrade fast because by the time Michael Thomas returns, they may be so far out of contention. Now, I know it's a bit, you know, drastic, but, you know, the state of the NFC, especially, like I said, the NFC West, as I've mentioned before, it's just every game is going to be so important to the Saints. When you have Tampa in your division, and then you have an entire division in the NFC West, I think all can make the playoffs. So that's my 2 cents, and like I said, I appreciate the time. You guys are awesome. I'll be listening every day until the season kicks off, that's for sure. So thank you, guys.
Man, I appreciate you tuning us in, man. Thank you so much for that. Let's go to the quick break. Top of the hour, we've hit it. And when we come back, I'll give you a clue who's online waiting for us. There it is. UT Joe is ready. The day that he thought would never happen is actually going to... Remember yesterday he called the show and he's like, this ain't going to happen. Well, guess what, UT Joe? It looks like it's going to happen.
Join us.
Yes. Come on in and join the evil empire called the SEC. We'll be back. Sports Hangover number 3, hour 3 on ESPN New Orleans.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most